about.
Wow. And they said it couldn't be done. But lo and behold, here you are doing it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Don't forget to follow me on Facebook. Find out what's happening under Rodney on the Rock, ROQ. Or maybe it's Rodney Bingenheimer. Who knows? But I'll be back. Honking the hits.
All right, I'm here with the lovely couple, John and Vanessa. John and Veronica. I'm sorry, John. Why did I say Vanessa? I got the V right. Veronica, I apologize. I called you Vanessa.
Okay, that's okay.
Let me ask you guys a question. You're a happy couple, right?
Yeah, today.
Vanessa, what do you have to say to that?
Monica.
I've never gotten somebody's name wrong twice in a row.
This show is a rental car that's been, you're driving it at 80, and then let's just throw it in reverse constantly.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
This guy's a basketball!
Don't bogart that joint. Pass it over to me.
These nuts, bitch.
Roll another one.
Oh, that's not right. I'm sorry.
Just like the other one.
Kevin's crazy.
This one seems to be about quit.
Just let Kevin live, right?
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time
Let's
to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
Fergie.
Roll. Another one.
You gonna finish it? I'll finish it if you guys don't.
Just like the other one.
What is happening here?
This one seems to be about
Wouldn't you like to know, Weather Boy?
And I don't have another cent.
I don't. I can't, and I will, and I just help here.
That is incorrect.
Just pass it around.
Sometimes it just sucks to suck.
And the bogart that joined, my friend.
This is a professional organization. What do you think we are?
And now
she's going to be in the new movie, the sex movie. I should have looked that up. The book and lots of sex.
Our feature presentation.
I mean,
kind of high quality reporting you get on this program.
That guy that said we were a rental car was right.
Yeah,
he was.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday morning. It is the 23rd of February.
First of all, Friday. Second of all,
no, it's not Friday. Friday. It's Friday.
Saw something this morning. Maybe you have this happen to you once or twice a year where you wake up in the morning and you open up your phone or turn on the radio or whatever, and news is so welcome that it just changes your whole attitude, your whole day, your whole reason for living. And that happened to me today.
Is Billy Graham alive?
Did Billy Graham come back to life? Billy Graham back to life. Well, thoughts?
Thoughts? I'm sorry, no. I opened up my phone. My habit in the morning is to use the TuneIn app to enjoy a little news at our sister station, KNX AM 1070.
Right.
And I open up the app, and there on the screen were these words. Los Angeles Dodgers, Chicago White Sox, 1:05 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, spring training baseball.
Yeah!
And I was so happy. I was so happy to see that.
How long till the season starts?
Usually the season starts first week of April.
All right. So you're only 4 weeks away?
Yeah.
5 weeks away? All right.
Yeah. So they're in Arizona and or Florida, depending on your team. And spring training begins and games are being played. And I looked at the schedule. Angels are playing the A's today. My Mariners are playing the Padres today. And I feel like all is right in the world because baseball is back or close to it. I know it's not for you guys. I know none of you are baseball fans.
I love baseball.
No, Allie does, yeah.
Hello?
I don't feel like I get a lot of baseball support on this show, Allie.
Well, no, you get hate for me.
And me.
And Chip. But Allie has been a supporter the whole time.
Well,
wow,
I appreciate
that's
that.
A, are you? Interesting.
Are you a baseball
take.
Fan enough to care about spring training?
No, nobody cares about spring training.
Well, that's my point. I do, and I'm so excited. At least with Catherwood back, I'll have somebody else on my side.
No, I think I dropped the other day a baseball player that I dated that got someone pregnant at spring training. So
I mean,
spring training hurts a little bit to me. It's a personal thing.
It's a little bit of a hot spot for you.
Well, it was a hot spot for him. but yeah, I love baseball. I can't get excited when there's still hockey. That's just how it is.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So after the Stanley Cup is when that's when you turn your attention to the Dodgers.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll meet you there, but I'm excited today. So, and I know a lot of people will be happy to hear that news that there are actually games today. So, all right. Here's the thing, you guys.
Yes, you have time for the thing.
Do I have time for the thing?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Jeff Bezos has too goddamn much money.
Okay.
Right.
He has reportedly invested $42 million into the construction of an idea that a man named Danny Hillis came up with back in the 90s. He is an inventor and a computer scientist. And he wrote an article for Wired magazine back in 1995. And he said, guys, I want to build a clock that the second hand only moves once a year. And the minute hand only moves
once every... it's not a second hand and a minute hand. It's a year hand.
I'd say second hand because that's a term we're familiar with on a clock, okay? But it's a year hand. It will move once a year. That hand on the clock will move.
Okay.
And the minute hand, what we think of as a minute hand, will make a complete circle after 100 years. And then every 1,000 years, a cuckoo will come out and make the cuckoo noise, like on a clock. Every 1,000 years.
What's the pronunciation?
Cuckoo.
What noise?
Cuckoo?
Okay. Cuckoo?
Oh, is it cuckoo? Is that what it is? Cuckoo. Okay.
But it sounded like French, like cuckoo.
So that was his idea back in 1995. Okay. Somehow Jeff Bezos, Mr. Amazon guy, Mr. Washington Post guy, Mr. Own the World guy, he said, I want to invest in that. So he's invested $42 million into that.
How did that guy get a penny? What a horrible idea.
And now they are building it. Now they are building this clock that they say will run for 10,000 years.
And why does it take $42 million to build a freaking clock?
This is just the start. The construction began... This week it's in the news because the first video was released of the construction, which is now ongoing in the desert in Texas somewhere. In 2011, construction began on the full-scale model. He had built the original inventor had built a smaller version back in the 90s, but now they're building the real thing that will be 200 feet tall when it's done.
Did you say it started in 2011?
That's when the construction
began.
And
it's still going on now.
Working on it now,
and it's
right.
taking $42 million, well, that's how much, only the start.
Yeah, that's how much Jeff Bezos has put in. I don't know what other funds are being involved in the construction of this thing. Here's my favorite part about it, I think, is it's going to be 200 feet tall.
Right.
But it's not like it's going to be a tourist attraction like the London Eye or something that's a major, huge thing that people can go see and visit and whatnot. It is in the middle of nowhere. It's on private land that Jeff Bezos owns in a mountain in Texas, several hours' drive away from the nearest airport and over 2,000 feet above the valley floor.
What's going on?
And he's not going to turn it into some kind of tourist attraction?
No.
Huh.
I mean, it doesn't say here that people won't be allowed to visit, but it's not exactly set up. It's not Disneyland easy to get to.
Yeah, it's not convenient in any way.
It's not convenient at all.
Not only that, people will go, what time did it say when you saw it? Same as you? It's the same? Hasn't moved in a year?
I mean, you would sit there, I think, if my understanding is correct, you would sit there and you would look at it, and unless you happened to be there after a year to see it
tick,
it wouldn't be doing anything, right?
I could build a 200-foot clock that doesn't work.
And make it convenient,
and then people could visit it, and then in the middle of the night, once a year, I could just go out and move the second hand.
It is going to work. I mean, the clock is going to work, and it's going to last for 10,000 years.
And that helps who?
Well, this is the part I don't understand, and this is why I opened with maybe Jeff Bezos has too much money, because who is this for? I mean, what's the point of this, do you think?
I don't know.
I feel like Jeff Bezos doesn't do anything. The guy that runs Amazon doesn't really do anything unless it's – I feel like he's a pretty good investment
guy. Yeah, there's got to be a payoff somewhere that we're missing.
Some type of payoff. But unless it's for tourists, and Bean's right that it's that second, like – people from around the country or world gather at the clock to watch it move 1 second. I can't imagine. I mean, what else is there?
Don't you want to be there when the cuckoo clock comes out at 1,000 years? That's the time to be there. That's the party.
Oh,
right?
That's the payoff. We got to wait
for it.
Now it's
doing something.
But, I see. It's 1,000 years from now. Okay.
Right. So it's just
how long does it take for the cuckoo clock to come out though?
I don't know.
Because they should slow that down to about a year.
So if you want to find out more information and see this video, it's the Long Now Foundation. The Long Now Foundation is what it's called if you want to check out the website for it. But there you go. So that's this giant clock that will last for 10,000 years, but none of us will ever see it.
Mm-mm.
That's the worst idea ever.
It's an odd one. I don't 100% get it.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
This is no life. I want to live.
Doto, the international man of mystery.
Yay!
Is a man who lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk to him about that. The new thing in retirement homes is strippers.
What?
Hey, when we have Doto on.
Yeah.
Let's decide now. Let's make a guess, a wager if you like, Kevin, because I know you love to bet on things.
I do.
On how long it's been since Doto has had sex.
Oh, he's a virgin.
He's
never had sex.
Well, really? He's been going out on a bunch of dates.
Yeah, but he's told us that he's paid for it before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but didn't see that coming.
But we don't but we don't know if everything that he says is literal.
Sure.
Or if sometimes he's in his living room and he says he's in Bali.
True.
So,
Allie, true.
Do you think there's no chance he's had sex that he hasn't paid for? You think he is a consensual non-payment virgin?
Wow, this is quite the category.
I just think he's a virgin. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is great, by the way. If you can remain a virgin and wait for someone that you truly love,
right, but it's
wonderful.
Not by, it isn't by choice.
I don't think it is.
Okay. Bean, I will say, what will he cop to? How long has
it
been?
Yeah, what will he tell us?
What will he tell us?
Oh, I don't want to talk about that, Kevin and Bean.
Yeah, he'll say that first, but then we'll press him.
We'll press about it. All right, we'll discuss.
I'll say 6 months.
Okay.
I'll say 6 months.
I'll say he'll say a year. He will say a year.
He'll say a year.
And by that, forever.
Right. So you guys think he's on a hot streak then? 6 months and a year.
He's on fire.
He's a baller. I'm going to say that I was just kidding. I'm going to say Doto will say that he has enjoyed the company of a woman that way 2 months ago.
Okay.
I mean, if he's going to lie, he might as well lie for 2 months instead of a year.
Might as well say, I'm doing it right now, Kevin and Bean.
Right.
All right. I'm looking forward to that.
Brand new internet roundup on today's Kevin and Bean Show. You said something to a celebrity, and you didn't realize that you were talking to that celebrity. That seems like a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it can be embarrassing.
Yes. So we're going to talk about that today. We have Tessa Thompson, who's going to talk about Annihilation, which looks fantastic. And keep it 100 as it is Friday. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:56.
I haven't heard that song in a while.
Has been a while.
I like it. Hey, Allie.
Hey, Bean.
It's Friday.
No, it is Friday.
It's Friday.
Mm-hmm. What's happening?
Well, a lot is happening. And this... I don't know why it upsets me, but it does. Remember Quincy Jones earlier in the month? Vulture GQ interviews. He wound up saying things like the Beatles sucked. He dated Ivanka Trump.
Right.
Marlon Brando was boning everything from mailboxes to Richard Pryor back in the day.
Sure.
I mean, just going off on some amazing, amazing truths. Well, his daughters, six of them, have stepped in.
Oh, no.
We'll call it an intervention.
Oh, no.
And said, Daddy, please, I need you to stop talking.
Now, is that because he's saying too much truth? Or he's making stuff up?
No. Apparently, it's all true.
Oh, it is. Okay.
But they want him to maybe zip it a little
bit. I see.
So, he has now apologized, and he wound up tweeting that, yes, his six daughters had staged a family intervention following the comments, and that he's learned his lesson. But he said... This is his quote. When you've been fortunate enough to have lived such a long and crazy life, and you've recently stopped drinking 3 years ago, certain details about specific events, which do not paint the full picture of my intentions nor experiences, they all come flooding back all at once, even at 85. It's apparent that word vomit and bad mouthing is inexcusable. I say, let the man talk. I would like to hear more
of
these stories.
But I was also thinking, if how many kids? Six?
These are just six daughters. I don't know.
Six of his friends had gotten together and had an intervention, it would have made no difference.
No
to him
difference.
At all. But his daughters say, shut up, Dad.
Dad, please. Seriously.
So is it possible then that the Beatles aren't the worst musicians of all time?
I think maybe that was maybe one of the things that was just opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you could take that either way.
And Elvis can't sing, too. Remember that. Also came out of
Quincy
Jones.
Sure, that happened.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
And he did date Ivanka Trump, and she had some mother effing legs. Remember that one? And she does, which I understand. She does have mother effing legs.
Some of these are just opinion, clearly, mm-hmm. like the Beatles are bad musicians.
Right.
But some of them are either true or not, like dating people.
Dating people. I believe they probably did go to dinner. Do I think they dated in any way, shape, or form? Probably not. Did Marlon Brando have sex with Richard Pryor? I wasn't there.
Right.
Did Richard Pryor's wife say, yeah, totally.
That makes me believe it.
Yeah, absolutely. Would, again, I watch Marlon Brando in his heyday have sex with the mailbox? Absolutely.
Agreed.
So I think we can all agree on that.
Correct.
Absolutely. Let the man talk. What? I don't know. I don't know about any of that. You guys, Chris Tucker says he will be back with Jackie Chan for a fourth Rush Hour movie. He was on ESPN's podcast, The Plug, and he said, quote, it's happening. This is going to be the rush of all rushes. Jackie is ready, and we want to do this so that people don't ever forget it.
Is this all he does?
Yes. Only Rush Hour movies.
He hasn't done anything since the first Rush Hour.
No, he has.
He has.
He's definitely been in some things.
But just not many.
Yeah.
And nothing that high profile.
Yeah.
I think that's still what he's best known for, certainly.
For sure.
I feel like he's been in something else that's good, though. Hasn't he, Allie? You would know. Has he been in something else that's good?
Here comes Catherwood. He's got a Chris Tucker update.
Was he in the Friday
movies,
maybe?
He had that really weird appearance in Silver Linings Playbook. And that was supposed to be his big comeback. And
that's
he was interesting and as a dramatic actor, but that was it. I haven't seen anything since then.
Yeah. Rush Hour Friday, that small role.
Okay. Well, welcome back.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Honestly, that was one of the best lines ever. I welcome Chris Tucker back with open arms. Do whatever you want and make this the rushiest of rushes.
Right, what she said.
I'm all in. Mm-hmm. Some birthdays for you. We've got Dakota Fanning, Emily Blunt, Josh Gad, Skylar Grey, Niecy Nash, and Shartang's Damon John. What?
You said Shartang?
Did I?
I think.
Oh, it's a whole
other
show. It's a whole other show, you guys. Why don't we have a show called Shark Tang during Shark Week? I'm sorry. What's happening?
You guys are going to disagree, but I'm telling you, I believe that strippers ought to be in every old folks' home.
I agree.
I think those senior citizens have earned it.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll tell you the story and why that's in the news coming up just after 7. Plus, Doto, the international man of mystery, will join us. First, though, the Kevin and Bean Afro Line is on the air. This is our voicemail system. You leave us a message anytime, day or night, at 323-520-AFRO.
It's a way to get yourself on the Kevin and Bean show. We have the Kevin and Bean podcast, and then we have the B-Team podcast. Mm-hmm. And now there's a new suggestion.
The C-Team. The C-Team. The C-Team. Hi, this is the C-Team, where we review episodes that just happened on Kevin and Bean. Like, remember that time that Bean called him DJ Falcon Heavy? Ha, ha, ha. Or remember the time they made jelly meatballs? Ha, ha, ha. Baby!
I'm not sure.
I'm in.
I'm not sure I'm listening to the C-Team podcast.
See, because the B-Team goes way back.
Uh-huh.
And he was saying just
super recent.
Super recent.
Yeah.
Didn't seem as good.
So the next episode, we'll review this edition of the Afro Call.
Exactly, yes.
I see.
So meta.
So we've been talking about Kevin and Bean billboards because the station put up billboards. But And we've been asking him for a long time, hey, you know,
we're here too.
Throw a couple our way. But it just hasn't happened. But the listeners have stepped up, and it's been really sort of humbling and fantastic because listeners are actually advertising the Kevin and Bean Show for us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's, we don't even know how to thank you for that. It's an amazing thing.
I just passed a Santa Fe Springs swap meet, and on the marquee it says,
listen to Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. There's your billboard.
Boom.
Yep. Nice. Love that. Love that so much.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bean, you've got a fan?
Hi, Bean. This is your secret admirer.
Oh.
I, too, refuse to use a dishwasher. I prefer to wash everything by hand. Not only that, but I love lists. I love maps. I love everything that you love. So I think we should be together. Okay, bye.
Okay, wow. I was with her right up until that chilling conclusion.
I think we should be together is not what you want to hear.
The only thing that would have made it scarier is we will be together. But I'm sure she'll call back.
This guy called last week sometime, I think.
Hey, guys. So it's currently February 18th, and I don't think Kevin has called off all year. I think he's came in every single day, hasn't he? And if he has, I gotta say, man, props to you, Kevin, because you come into work. I know it's really hard for you to come into work. It's kind of like asking Bob Saget not to make penis jokes. But congratulations, man! I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, Kevin.
He clapped. He was alone, just clapping.
That was a lone clap. That's a sad clap right there.
Is he right? By the way, have not missed a day this year?
I have
year?
Not.
Totally
that's
right.
Correct. In 2018,
that's correct. That's about to change, but that's correct.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Here's a guy that is still keeping up with something that I thought died a long, long time ago.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Kevin. I'm driving on E. Oh, my God. Everything feels so good. Oh.
You cannot kill the Zero Club, Kevin. Mm-mm.
The Zero Club
is forever.
It was something that I thought would be a one-day thing that I would be mocked for. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then it would be referred to only in mocking me.
Yeah.
And it turned into a movement. And
we have so many listeners who get a thrill, like they've never been more alive than being below empty on their gas tank and not knowing whether they're going to make it home or to a gas station or wherever they're going.
It's not just when the light comes on, though. It's when it's literally zero. You still have plenty to go, don't?
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. An Olympics washer.
All right. Let's just say one thing. Get one thing very clear. Curling is stupid. Stupid.
How dare you, sir?
Thank you, Dennis Miller. here's a person calling about Fergie, and she has a request.
I just was wondering, I would much rather have heard Allie sing her My Virgin ditty than have Fergie destroy our national anthem that way. So I'd love to hear that. So hit it, Steve.
Virgin is special. Do you want to see it? Take a look.
Ladies and gentlemen, our new national anthem.
I don't know that I'm a fan of our fans being able to hit it, Steve.
Definitely can't.
Seems to work, though.
Look, Steve will do what anybody tells him
He's
to do.
He's a whore.
He really pretty much is.
Yeah. Chip's got some friends.
Hi, Chip. I just wanted to let you know that you sound very sexy on the radio. You guys need to get rid of Kevin or Bean and get more Chip on there. Chip, I shoot blanks.
Oh.
That's a pretty big positive,
yes.
Right?
That's a real point in his favor.
I mean, really, when I first heard that, I was like, oh, that's funny. But then I thought, no, that's actually good.
I respect a ghost load.
Who doesn't? You okay, Kevin?
I don't think so. Not that a guy that's high won't stall for me, though.
Hey, Kevin Bean. Just here, extremely cross-faded. Just smoked a couple of brass knuckles, you know, the best kind of kush.
Yeah, we can't tell.
And then I finished a couple of M40s, but you know how it is, yo. Hey. Just, you know, reminiscing about some stuff, but, you know, I love you guys. Keep playing the best rock music ever. Hi. Love, KROQ. Hey.
Thank you very much for calling. That's cool.
Yes, I'm just, you know, pretty messed up.
Okay.
Trying not to, you know, use any inappropriate language because, you know.
Appreciate it.
I might end up on the air or something, but, you know.
Right.
Just a shout out to a couple of people, you know, reminiscing about how life is and just how people are. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I haven't forgotten.
Right.
But, hey. You know, just drink a Four Loko and a couple of MD40s, but, you know,
brass
knuckles, the best cook in the world. Hey, love K-Rock.
I would just like to point out that after all of that, he didn't do any shout-outs.
He did not.
He made a big point of not forgetting his homies.
He's just reminiscing, you know?
But that call is exactly what the Afrolite is for, right?
Correct.
Well,
yes.
You've got no one else to call. Call us.
Especially if you're high and or drunk. And we also have the Kevin and Bean That's My Jam playlist on Spotify. Mm-hmm. And Omar made a choice last week that I think was not necessarily the best, and then maybe I'm wrong.
Isn't it weird that Girls Fart Love is probably the best song K-Rock has actually played in the past, like, 5 years? Yeah, you guys need to put that in heavy rotation.
I don't think we need
that.
Nope.
Yep.
Not a thing.
It's a jam.
Is that enough?
Nope.
That's plenty.
Farts give me such release when there are bubbles in my belly. Feels nice to let it go. So let the wind blow.
It's beautiful.
Oh.
Where's Art LeBeau when you need him? Mm-hmm.
I miss the high guy. Will you look at the time?
It's the best song we've ever played.
323-520-AFRO. That's the number to call.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:55.
Hey, Ellen McKay, what's happening on this Friday?
Black Panther. Oh, holy crap. Just Wednesday, by the way, Black Panther took in $14 million.
Wow.
Just on a Wednesday. It's crossing the $500 million mark. So if it drops off this weekend to like maybe $150 million,
only makes $150 million.
What losers, right? Yeah. Unbelievable.
That is crazy.
The juggernaut that is.
Allie, have you seen it yet?
No, not yet.
How come?
I've been very busy, but I plan to see it this weekend.
See, I think there are a lot of people like you.
Yeah. Which is going to catapult this into another extreme. It's just insane. But there are other movies, you guys. I know. It's shocking. But there are other movies, including one that looks so funny. When you have a cast like Jason Bateman, Rachel McAdams, Sharon Horgan, who, by the way, if you haven't watched all of Catastrophe, what are you doing with your life? It's a group of friends. They meet regularly for game nights, and then they go to one, and oh, no, they have to solve a murder. Here's the trailer for game night.
Tonight, we're taking game night up a notch.
Oh, boy. Mm.
Someone in this room is going to be taken, and it's going to be up to you to find them.
It's a murder mystery party.
Whoever finds the victim wins the grand prize. You're not going to know what's real and what's fake.
Wait a sec, you can't just come in here and break the door.
Oh! Is that real?
Guys, make sure you get a piece of this cheese. Oh, it's just...
First one that follows us gets shot.
Okay, Roger that. You drive safe.
It looks hilarious.
They're not quite getting it. No, it's a murder, you guys.
Actual murder.
It's real.
This looks hilarious.
It looks
really good.
So, so good.
Lauren Morris is in it.
It looks
everybody.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah,
the other movie that's coming out that looks intense is Annihilation.
Right.
I've told you guys what this movie is all about, but if you need me to explain it again, I will. Dude comes back from a mission. He's janky. He's messed up. His wife, Natalie Portman's like, oh no, you're super hurt. I will go and avenge this. I will figure out what's happening there in the woods that are all beautiful, but then bad things happen. Boop, boop. She puts together a group, Tessa Thompson, Jennifer Jason Leigh, and they head out to the woods. And things are happening. And in this clip, Natalie Portman and the women are confronted by this creepy, strange creature that snatches at them.
What was that?
Don't know.
What happened? I heard a noise.
Oh, what?
Something's come through the fence.
Through the fence?
Yeah, neither can I.
What's going on? Shepard was just next to me and something took her.
Shepard!
on.
Guys.
Nope. What do you mean, nope? All nope.
It looks so good.
Don't go in the woods, Tessa. All don't go in the woods.
We're going to talk to Tessa Thompson a little after 8:30, find out what is happening.
That looks so good.
I hope they all come out alive, you guys.
I did too, but it looks like a great movie.
Looks really
either
good.
Way.
Bean sent me this story yesterday, and I could tell just from a text how excited he was for this. Fox Searchlight is set to produce a film called Flamin' Hot, which will tell the true story of Richard Montanez. He rose from humble beginnings to be a successful businessman when he created a food phenomenon.
Wait.
Yep.
I thought this was someone being funny. I thought this was a parody.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos. I love you so much.
As long as that kid's in the movie. That's a real movie?
Well, here's the thing. I didn't know this until I read about it. So it follows Montanez. He's the son of an immigrant, grew up as a migrant farm worker here in Southern California picking grapes. Then he gets a job as a janitor at the Frito-Lay factory.
Kevin, at the Frito-Lay factory.
He comes up with this idea of Flamin' Hot Cheetos, brings it to his bosses, transforms Frito-Lay, becomes this billion-dollar brand that catapults him from janitor to now an elite businessman. It changed the food business.
That's
industry.
A real thing.
It's a real story.
Wow. I'm in.
I am in as well.
Yeah, booty might be burning.
I mean, just for that, really. Just for that. Do you guys want to talk about some birthdays?
Sure. You have them?
I do, too. There are some good ones coming up. If you have a birthday today, happy birthday to you. As well as Josh Katt, Skylar Grey, Emily Blunt, Dakota Fanning, Niecy Nash, and Damon John. And that's what's happening.
If you're 90 and you want something, you get it.
Yep.
Agreed.
Right? Who's with me?
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. I think you should be able to murder people. Like,
I'm not sure we're going that far.
I say once you get to 90, all bets are off. Just live your life,
it's like
man.
A real old purge?
Yeah, exactly.
New movie. Okay.
You've
Super
earned
old
it.
Purge. Old purge. The reason that
open
Kevin
up
brings
some rooms
it up. In the rest homes.
The reason Kevin brings it up is not everybody is on board. In fact, a decision in Britain has been branded as inappropriate by some in the neighborhood when it was revealed that the Famille Grange home in Dorset has strippers coming in to entertain its elderly residents.
I mean, come on.
Love it.
Who's upset about that?
Pictures from the latest performance show residents watching the dancers acrobatically spin around a metal pole in sports bras and knickers. And some are, quote, staggered, end quote, by the choice of entertainment. I think I agree with you guys. I mean, look, if you've survived the 20th century and you're 2018 and you're still alive and you're just, you know, living out your final years there in the rest home, you're entitled to a little bit of entertainment, a little bit of joy in your life, right?
Oh, yeah. It's time to get nasty. Am I right, everybody? We're going to say goodbye to your pupils because I got cocaine in my fanny pack, but say hello to Boner Town. Hey, look at Gertrude over there taking out her dentures because she's about to go into the rec room. And that's fitting. Oh, slowing it down, bringing it back to 1942. A little bit more your speed. Crystal, wheelchair number three. Crystal, wheelchair number three. Cinnamon is getting nasty. Like I said, Gertrude taking out those dentures, going into the rec room with Gerald. And the rec room is fitting because she's about to get wrecked.
No. Come on. Yeah, what do you mean no? You mean yes.
I don't want to hear about dentures
and wrecks. Oh, yes. At Encore Care Homes, relatives and residents had requested more modern-style activities. Look, guys, we all enjoy chess, but sometimes you want something a little more energetic, right?
I was going to say, you can only play so much bingo.
And then
at some point, you need to step it up.
All kidding aside, most people in rest homes, their spouses have passed on.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're lonely.
They're alive. They still have needs.
They're still alive.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of still having needs, who's ready to get crazy? Adult diapers be warned because we're going to answer the phone. Am I right, fellas? God bless Seattle. It's going to get crazy in here. Hey, look out, Gerald. Making it rain. Oh, look. He's giving out U.S. savings bonds. Like these girls are his grandkids. Woo!
Cinnamon, bed three.
Residents were given several choices of activity and specifically chose for a local pole dancing company to perform.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Yes.
So it's not even straight strippers. It's just a pole dancing company? Or is it strippers? Their version of strippers.
They say pole dancing. They don't say anything about people taking their clothes off.
Well, they should.
Yeah, you know what I mean by pole dance. You know what I mean by pole dancing. That's right, fellas. There's always a champagne room in this rest home. Your broken hip will be worth it because these girls get crazy on your lap. That's not an oatmeal stain on your trousers that are pulled above your navel. No. Oh, look at Herbert over there doing the helicopter with his saggy balls.
Come on.
This place is
awful alone. Counselor Peter Hall said it is inappropriate to see pole dancers in a care home. Quote, it's not really the sort of entertainment I would have thought that the residents wanted or would have encouraged.
Well,
by the way,
wrong.
Yeah, he knows nothing about people then, I guess.
Oh, that guy's out of his mind because these girls are getting crazy. Say hello to Poontown, am I right, fellas? You're going to need an extra walker for all that blood flow down south. Adult diapers are going to be busting left and right because these guys are getting crazy.
I somehow can't wait for retirement now.
Come on, it sounds like the best time ever.
Oh, Millicent is on all fours ready. It's not just because she missed her wheelchair. She's getting fired up, fellas, just like you. I can tell that everybody wants to get crazy. Brandy, wheelchair number four. Brandy, wheelchair number four. Who's ready to party? I know I am. I've got a greasy ponytail and a fanny pack, and it's all filled with drugs. I've got your Viagra. I got your Cialis. I got a little bit of cocaine. If you want to take it back to 1986, I know you do. I'm looking over there at Amos, and he's got a smile on his face from ear to ear. Clarence, are you ready? Oh, no, we can't be dropping our pants in public. Go ahead and head on back to the bingo room if you want to say B-I-N-G-O, and I know you do. It's time to spell B-O-N-E-R. Am I right, fellas?
As long as they keep making videos, we'll keep putting them up for you at the KevinandBean.com or KROQ.com for a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Plug your shirt in, drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Hey, David King of Mexico.
Good morning, guys.
It's a good batch this time around. I will tell you that this road rage video one of the craziest things you'll ever see. Kevin, I'm sure you appreciated this
one. Oh, my God. It scared the crap out of me.
These guys get into your standard yelling on the freeway kind of fight, and then one guy tries to go around the other guy and tips his car completely on its side.
I couldn't tell in the video. Did he hit the guy that was standing outside the car?
He was in his car.
He was already in.
Yeah.
But I wish he would have if he could have.
Because the guy did spit in the window.
He spit on him, yeah.
Doesn't seem ideal.
It's ugly, though, but it definitely looks like karma when a guy tries to make an a-hole move like that and ends up on his side. But you want to definitely check that one out. Also, that Liam Gallagher video that we were telling you about earlier in the week, where he's being interviewed by cute kids, I think you'll enjoy that one very much. And I was fascinated by the video of the guy who follows his father around for two solid weeks and blasts a confetti cannon at him.
It's a girl.
Oh, was it a girl?
Yeah, it was a girl.
That's what was surprising.
Did you guys have that kind of relationship with your dad where you could get away with that once, much less 50 times in a row?
I wish I had a dad that was there.
Oh, no.
Sorry,
thanks.
Thanks, Dean.
That video is adorable.
It is cute.
He's the cutest dad
ever. And he curses at her every single time.
The same curse.
Yep.
He is not delighted to be hit with confetti. We do have a couple of great basketball videos for you this week, but I want to start with this one, Kevin. That must be close to your heart. You had to teach your girls how to drive, right?
Yes.
Is that nerve-wracking to be behind the wheel 100%. As they're driving for the first time?
100%.
Here's little Natalia. She is 16, and her father is pretty much keeping it together as he teaches her to drive. This is one of her first times behind the wheel.
Yeah, don't touch anything. Just keep... Uh-huh. There you go. There you go. You're supposed to look in that way and that way, but you didn't see either one. So, keep going.
That's not a good sign.
Okay. Slow, slow, slow. Start turning. Start turning. Turn. There you go.
I'm not feeling good about Natalia right now, you guys.
Straight. Stop.
She ran right into the garage door.
Real or fake?
Totally real.
No way. I thought totally real. I didn't even consider whether it was fake or not, but
I thought real.
Why would you even suggest that, Dave?
Because
you haven't been in the car with a 16-year-old trying to teach her to drive.
No, one, there's you don't hear any crash of any sort.
You do see the bags come out, don't you?
I didn't see that. The phone just jumbles.
Oh, I don't know.
And then it falls in his lap, and it's looking upwards. And then the car is backed up perfectly far enough. And then when they look at the garage, it has a little, like, indentation. I call BS on
okay.
this. But
that's very interesting. Yeah. It looked super real to me.
Yeah.
And Natalia did not pass that first round of learning how to drive.
That's correct.
Let's talk about basketball. I don't know what this announcer in a nearly empty gym in Mullica Hill, New Jersey, is trying to do, but this is maybe a high school basketball game, maybe junior high. I can't tell. But there might be 10 people in the audience. 10 people in the audience. But he is announcing these players as if he is doing the NBA All-Star game.
Sophomore guard at 6'2", number 23.
I mean, what? What's going on here?
I love it.
And that 6'5" forward sophomore, number 25, Justin McNichols!
I mean, he's doing it as if that kid Justin is
I love him.
MVP of the NBA, and it's his retirement ceremony.
We need to announce Kevin and Bean like that.
And now on the air, it's Kevin!
That's needed.
So good.
I don't think my voice would survive that. That's incredible that he's doing this in a game like that. All right, Guillermo from the Jimmy Kimmel Live Show is trying again. This is the sixth year in a row he has gone to the NBA All-Star Game with one intention, and that is to get an interview with LeBron James. And there's a supercut in this video of all the times he's tried to talk to LeBron, and LeBron usually ignores him. One time he even says, hey, leave me alone. So Guillermo knows there's some sort of a problem, but that's not going to stop him from trying again to get the big interview.
Hey, LeBron! Hey, LeBron! 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 Hi, it's me, Guillermo. I'm here with NBA All-Star, and today I'm going to talk to LeBron James. Finally!
All right, so he goes into the interview session, and of course, before he gets to LeBron, he interviews a couple of the other players, including Andre Drummond.
How you doing? Everything good?
How you doing, y'all?
Real good. Hey, are you happy with your cable provider?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. I'm not happy.
You're not happy?
No, I don't get HD, you know?
You don't get HD?
Yeah, you get HD?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And Mr. Lewis.
Here's Lou Williams for you, Dave.
Who do you hate more, the players or the game?
Who do I hate most?
Yeah.
You never hate the player. You gotta hate the game. You can't hate the player.
No?
Never.
How are you? Everything good? Hey, what is your favorite body part?
All right, that's Draymond Green who just walks away from that question. What is your favorite body part?
Are you not feeling me?
All right, now he's working his way up to LeBron. LeBron's doing his press conference. He's getting closer and closer,
LeBron,
trying to talk to him.
Okay? Now it's time for my exclusivo with LeBron James. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me.
So he gets all the way up to the table where LeBron is addressing the media.
And talk about what's really important and how I can help change kids, not only in America, but in Brazil and England and
Mexico.
And Mexico and all over. You know, so thank you.
Hey, LeBron, Mr. LeBron, I've been waiting for you to talk to you. Mr. LeBron, for many years, I just want to say, Mr. LeBron, can you describe your perfect salad?
Okay, now that's the question. After 6 years, he finally gets up to LeBron where LeBron can hear him and kind of can't ignore him. And the question is, can you describe your perfect salad? Well, let's see what LeBron has to say.
My perfect salad? I don't know. I don't have a perfect salad. Just a lot of protein. I need protein. I need a vegetable. I need a fruit.
Chinese chicken salad?
That's cool, too. I take that, too.
With avocado?
I take that as well.
Wow, I did it. Finally, I talked to LeBron James. Yeah, hey, guys, I finally talked to LeBron James.
There you go. So Guillermo finally successful after 6 tries.
I feel Guillermo. It's like when I finally got Megan Fox to answer my question.
Yeah, I mean, not really. It's not really the same.
You can see that video and all the rest right now at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. It's this week's Kevin and Bean Internet Round.
Kevin and Bean Internet Round.
Actress Tessa Thompson joins us next hour here on the Kevin Abian Show. Man, what a few years she has had, okay. Right? With Westworld and with Thor Ragnarok and with the Annihilation that's out this weekend, Creed. She's done it all.
Yep.
So she'll be joining us. Speaking of movies, Allie, refresh our listeners' minds, if they weren't with us a few minutes ago, about a potentially exciting movie that's coming out next year.
Yeah, Fox Searchlight has bought the rights. They're set to produce the film Flamin' Hot, which is the story of Richard Montanez. He basically was the son of an immigrant, grew up as a migrant farm worker. He was picking grapes in Southern California. Then he got a job at Frito-Lay, where he was a janitor, and he came up with a great idea. Flamin' Mother Effin' Hot Cheetos.
Come on.
Yes. Now, so that initial idea sparked a billion-dollar brand that catapulted him to huge success.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos are one of the greatest foods of all time.
Sure.
And they really are.
Yeah.
And we became, as many people did, we became obsessed with them a few years ago. And they got to be so popular that kids were smuggling them into schools and schools were banning them. Remember? They
yes.
weren't allowing the kids to eat them anymore because they were so disruptive. And they made such a mess.
And we're getting the orange dust all over everywhere.
Those orange fingers, man.
That's what it was, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I assume they're – I know they're still popular. They don't seem to be – you don't seem to hear about them as much anymore. Obviously, it's still a very popular food that people buy. But a couple of years ago, it was huge, Flamin' Hot Cheetos. It was controversial at the time. And our friend Mike Catherwood kind of weighed into the fray here. You saw an opportunity, if I remember. Right, Mike?
That's right.
All right. Just before we play that audio, though, Bean, if you have the audio that made us fall in love with the kids
right.
first.
Okay.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos. I love you so much.
Here was a teacher at the time who was against hot Cheetos being available in schools.
I don't think it's good for them. If you look at it, there isn't anything nutritional in there. It's all a lot of chemicals and food coloring.
That's why last year when she took over as principal at Jackson, she banned the stuff. And she says the crackdown has been mostly successful. But there is one snack that still bedevils her. One snack the kids spend their recesses talking about. The Roadrunner to her Wile E. Coyote. Flaming Hot Cheetos.
So, Mike, you saw an opportunity. If they weren't letting Flaming Hot Cheetos into the school, what did you do?
That's exactly right. They were banning them in Southern California middle schools and grammar schools. So I went out in front of one that had been public about banning Flaming Hot Cheetos. And I was your neighborhood drug dealer.
So we put the video up at the Kevin and Bean Facebook page and also at Kevin and Bean Twitter. You can watch Psycho Mike across the street from a grade school trying to push Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Hot Cheetos. Little birdie tipped me off to the fact that kids on the streets of Orange, California can't get their hands on any. Streets have run dry. So I'm here to give them the product that they want. I'm a dope man. That's what I do.
Dope man, as much as he can.
What'd you say your name was?
The Dope Man!
Sorry, yeah, Hot Cheetos.
Jeez.
You kids need some?
How much?
First bag's for free, if you tell your friends.
First bag is for free?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know you need your fix, right?
Huh?
You need your fix, don't you?
Huh?
You need your fix. You love these, don't you?
Yeah.
Take care of yourself, kids. Hey, tell your friends.
Yeah.
I got the best stuff on the streets. You want some hot Cheetos?
Yeah.
You got quarters?
No.
I don't do this job for free. You kids got friends?
We have friends.
You got friends? Tell all your buddies. They know where to come when they get hot Cheetos, okay? You want some Cheetos? Hot Cheetos? Just gotta keep my head on swivel, you know? You never know when one time's gonna roll up. They can't stop me from hustling. It's in my blood. What's up, ladies? You like what you see? Shake, shake. You cluckers hear that? Shake, shake. You need it, don't you? Don't eat that. It's second rate. Girls! Girls, you need some? Daddy's got your medicine! 25 cents can change your life.
Wait.
Are you interested? Takes you to Flavortown. You know, usually I run about 25 cents for the first try. But for you guys, first bag's free. What do you say?
Mom wouldn't let me.
Your mom wouldn't let you? What? You're going to live your whole life doing what your parents tell you to do?
Not until I'm 18.
Look, I'm not here to try to lead you down the wrong path. But life's for the living, kid. If you want it, you eat it. Don't listen to your mom.
Okay.
There you go. Bow-dow.
Bow-dow.
Now, you might think, is it a bad thing for a guy to stand across from a grade
yes!
school?
Yes!
Saying cluck, cluck. It's a ridiculous labor town. I mean, a police car did check him out.
I knew I could feel the heat. Fingers started twitching. Keep on rolling one time. Keep on rolling. You don't want none of this. And people ask me why I do this. And sometimes it's hard. It's all the money, man. I grew up seeing the boys with the gold and the Cadillacs. It's like I wanted that, you know? Just another day moving weight. Just another day moving weight.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
I was born to do it. Yeah, I had no choice.
Flaming Hot Cheetos. Check out the video again at the Kevin and Bean Facebook page or at Kevin and Bean on Twitter.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53.
One P.S. on our Flamin' Hot Cheetos conversation. Listener Jaime writes in, and this is great news for everybody except for Kevin. My daughter eats her hot Cheetos with chopsticks. Brilliant. That way she doesn't get the orange stuff all over her fingers.
Yeah. That is pretty smart. I can't do
that works
with
for everyone except for Kevin because he doesn't understand chopsticks.
I'm chopstick intolerant.
Hey, it's 7:54 on this Friday morning. Allie, what's happening?
What's happening is we have a Spotify playlist here, Kevin and Bean Show, and all of us contribute a song a week, usually. It's called That's My Jam. We're going to post it on Kevin and Bean on our Twitter right now, at Kevin and Bean, because a lot of people seem to be having a problem finding it. We'll link you right to it. We update it every single week with new songs. These can be songs that we forgot about, that we've just been digging again. They could be songs that maybe people have never heard, because you know what? Sometimes you hear some of the same stuff on K-Rock and you think, wow, they really like this song a lot. Yeah, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we love all different stuff, but we can't play that on K-Rock. So we would like you guys to hear some songs that we're super into. And Kevin, I believe you picked a song that is not brand new.
It's not brand new. It was last year. Well, I have on shuffle when I'm in my car driving. So something will come up and I go, hey, I like that. I don't think I maybe even ever heard it the first time. Mm-hmm. This is Foster the People. They had an album out last July called Sacred Hearts Club, and it's called Sit Next to Me.
Come on, dance sit next to me.
Chip needs to flip me off for my choice.
I don't hate it. That's nice.
I would like to co-sign Kevin's choice. I enjoyed that entire Foster the People album so much. I think that's a wonderful choice.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Shut up, Chip.
It was delightful.
I think I am up next.
Yes,
and I have chosen an artist that you may know, Kevin, called Sylvan Esso. They are a duo that mostly is an electronic act, but this particular song is acoustic. Hmm. And the reason it is acoustic is because it is a tribute to Mr. Fred Rogers, you guys.
Yeah.
They contributed this song to a 50th anniversary celebration of the debut of the Fred Rogers Show on PBS. There's a musical puppet tribute being made, and they covered Mr. Rogers song. This is a song you may have heard Fred sing on the TV show, but here's Sylvan Esso's version of There Are Many Ways to Say I Love You.
There are many ways to say I love you. Just by being there when things are sad and scary. Just by being there. Being there. Being there to say I love you.
In case you wonder what I listen to in my own home in the dark at night, that's it. The Sylvan Esso cover of Mr. Rogers. Aww. That's my pick on the Kevin and Bean. That's my jam.
You oversold that
Spotify
5 minutes ago when you said you were going to rip our faces off with your choice.
It was delightful, though. That's lovely. That
you can play that on a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yes.
Oh, I'll file that. Next up is Mr. Mike Catherwood.
Yeah, I will blow your faces off.
Okay, good.
American Nightmare, old school Boston hardcore band, and they took a long layoff. They came back with a new album just last week. This is Flowers Under Siege. Allie just punched me in the face.
I did.
She couldn't handle it.
Woo!
Gotta release it.
Whew, that is some good stuff. My choice. You might see a theme with some of my songs. Last week it was Muno, which is a three-piece, wonderful kind of synth poppy group. This week it's a guy. He's worked with Kanye, Frank Ocean, Chance the Rapper, Bon Iver. But I fell in love with him. His first studio album called Farewell Starlight. It is Francis and the Lights. And he's synth poppy, little 80s influence, little R&B. And this is a song called Just For Us.
Everyone's watching. They don't run your life. They don't understand what's good for you. I know you're not scared.
Defense, she is wearing a Howard Jones t-shirt right now.
I don't know what it is that always brings me back to that 80s like synth pop influence.
Well, Depeche Mode is one of your favorite.
Absolutely.
Not your favorite.
Cocaine.
Is it the cocaine from when I was in elementary school? Is that what it is? It really might be, but I love it. If you can check out any of those, do it. It is our Spotify That's My Jam playlist. Like I said, we update it every week, and everybody from the show has their picks on it. We tweeted the link out at Kevin and Bean on Twitter. So go right now and don't say, oh, I can't find it. It's right there. Click on it. Add it. You'll get new
in
music.
In those people's defense, I couldn't find it either.
I couldn't either. I couldn't either. I'm not going to lie. I couldn't either. I Googled everything. So it's right there for you.
Right? Don't complain.
Don't complain. Kevin and I couldn't find it either. Some birthdays for you. We've got Dakota Fanning, Emily Blunt, Josh Gad, Skylar Grey, Niecy Nash, Damon John. And that's what's happening.
We do phone topics from time to time to get your experiences, and you never let us down. The K-Rock audience always has an experience with whatever we're talking about. And in this particular case, we're going to talk to you. We're talking, it doesn't have to be smack, but it's best if it was, to somebody, and you didn't realize that you were talking to that celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bean, you had one where you weren't really talking smack, but sort of.
I sort of was.
Sort of backhand,
I kind of was. And by the way, it could just be you found out after a disagreeable encounter
sure.
that the person you were talking to was a celebrity. Like, it might have changed things if you'd have known going into, you know, fighting somebody at a supermarket to get the last banana.
Good example.
Real good example.
Great example.
I paused it. In my mind, I thought, I'm going to end up in a file. I don't come
pause.
Up with something.
Don't you ever pause.
And
you
what just, I came up
you
with,
come with a bad example.
Was racing for that last banana because you know how often you go to a supermarket and there's just one banana left.
Just that one banana because people leave that one banana all the time.
Because we live in Moscow in the 40s.
And then you lock eyes with guys across the store and you go, it's on. And you just start running.
Grab your shivs.
I don't know why that was my example.
That's your
but anyway,
magic.
So you don't know that a celebrity is involved in the equation and it might have changed things. And the story that Kevin is referencing, I told last week on the air, it came up when we were talking about Frank Ocean's new song, which is a cover of Moon River from the movie back in the early 1960s starring Audrey Hepburn. Andy Williams is the guy who had the big hit record with that at the time. And when I was working in retail back in my Washington, D.C. record store days, a couple came in looking for the Andy Williams Christmas tape. And I, looking up and down the, the wall trying to find his tape. And I said, Andy Williams, and I'm a kid, right? Andy Williams, is that dude dead or alive? I mean, what's that story? You know, I hadn't heard about him in so long. I just assumed he was dead or something like that. And the lady who was with the man in the store said, this is Mr. Williams, and he's doing fine. And he was standing right there, unreal. 4 feet away from me to see this punk-ass kid not know who he was or that he was still alive or that the guy had sold like 100 million records or anything like that. I just felt like an ass. And it turns out, to make it even worse, he was in town because he was performing at the White House that weekend for the Reagans at a Christmas party.
I mean,
and he just wanted to refresh himself with his Christmas music so that he knew the songs and the arrangements that he was going to perform.
You did the right thing.
I didn't do the right thing. I was so embarrassed.
That's what I meant. You didn't do the right
thing. But that's a perfect example of you say something out loud and you don't realize the celebrity that you're mocking is right there within earshot, right?
Mike Catherwood, you have one?
I got the fear. Driving down Sunset Boulevard, I was going to a restaurant on Sunset, and I had to go, and I had to go now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm weaving in and out of traffic, going in the wrong lane. I get to the restaurant. I throw my keys at the valet and run into this restaurant bathroom. And there's only one stall.
Mm-hmm.
There's one urinal, one stall. Mm-hmm. Someone's in the stall.
Uh-oh. Right.
So I start hitting the door. I was like, dude. And if you're done, please get out. I look underneath the thing to see if there's even anyone in there.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a guy, no pants around his ankles, just shoes, facing towards the toilet. So I'm like,
oh. So he could be using the urinal.
He's probably doing pee-pee. And I was like, dude, please, you can go in.
Who puts the exit on the second pee?
I don't know. So I'm hitting the, and I was like, dude, I can see you're not pooping. Get out right now! I'm going to have an accident!
Clearly, you're in need far more than he is.
Exactly.
The fear.
This guy from behind me goes, hey, hold on! I was here first! I mean,
technically he's right, but...
I was like, dude, if you don't get out of there quickly, I'm going to have an accident, and then I'm going to kick your ass.
Oh.
I'm talking major smack.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, and now I'm kicking the door. I was like, dude, come on! Really being a major ass.
Right.
And the poor guy's in there just trying to go pee-pee.
Yes, that's right. All he needed to do was pee-pee. Dude unlocks the door.
Yeah.
And out walks Trey Cool of Green Day.
Oh, nice. So you weren't necessarily like Bean asking if he was still alive, but you were threatening to kick his ass.
I wasn't talking crap about Green Day, but I was definitely talking crap to him. And I was prepared to throw down right there. And have an accident at the same time. But if I knew that one of the most, you know, members of one of the most seminal punk bands on earth was there, I would have very nicely asked.
You would have asked very differently.
Yes. I felt very horrible.
Mr. Trey,
Allie, how about
me?
You? You got one?
Well,
Mr. Trey, can you pee-pee someplace else?
I was a very young child on a flight, and I was seated next to this man and this woman, and I was stoked because I loved this man so much. He was a big guy back in the 80s where he would smash watermelons with a hammer.
Oh.
Gallagher, right?
Sure, yeah,
sure.
Like,
very
as
famous
a little,
and popular comedian back then.
As a little kid, you're like, this is huge. He gets up to use the restroom, and I turned to his wife, and I said, what is it like to be married to Gallagher? And then I hear a gasp from my parents, and they're like, oh, no. To which his wife, like, wells up. She's trying so hard not to cry laughing, and no one's really saying anything. He comes back, sits back down, and she says, honey, she'd like to know what it's like to be married to Gallagher. And this man laughed a laugh I've never heard because it was David Crosby.
Oh!
Yay! My parents were like, they were mortified. They're like, we raised you better than this.
No.
But how would I know as a little kid?
Right.
Like, really? My house? I didn't know it yet.
By the way, I love that his wife held on to that and then delivered it to him.
Couldn't wait.
That's pretty strong.
Couldn't wait.
That's funny.
That's
all right. Let's take your calls. 1-800-520-1067. As always, here on the Kevin and Bean Show, that's the number to call or text. And why don't we take one before the break, and let's make it our friend Rachel. She's in L.A. She's on line one here today.
Hey, Rachel.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What's your story?
Okay, so I was in this vintage shop on Melrose, super eclectic, really expensive store.
Yep.
And it was in the 80s. There was a girl at the counter, and I loudly said, look at this chick trying to look like Madonna.
Oh, no.
She slides her credit card to the cashier. He looks down at the credit card and then just looks up slowly with his mouth open in amazement.
Oh, no.
And I just go, oh, shh, whatever.
Uh-huh.
That's Madonna. And I just left the store.
So you left the store?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, you didn't really, technically, you didn't say anything bad. You just said she was trying to look like Madonna, right? I mean, you were accurate.
Well, she was accurate, but also kind of bitchy about it.
But you said it with disgust, right, Rachel?
Yeah.
There was some disgust in your voice, I assume.
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right.
That's awesome. Pretty much.
All right. Good
Thank you for the story. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. 1-800-520-1067. You talked smack about or to a celebrity and then found out that was the person you were talking about. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock. Let's try line 5. Let's say hi to Harrison in San Diego talking about an ugly encounter with a celebrity, but you didn't know it was a celebrity until it was too late. Harrison, welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
We are good. Thank you.
So, Taste of Chaos, awesome concert down in San Diego, got tickets, had a six-pack of Sparks, so I was super hopped up, and young Marines were with me, and we ran into a guy in a Alpha jacket, you know, Marine Corps dress uniform, and we said, hey, you should not have that on, and I said, I will help you take that off, in not polite words.
Right.
And apparently he had 5, you know, bodyguards, and I had no idea who this guy was, so I called him a whole bunch of names, and turns out it was Jared Leto.
It's Jared Leto.
Jared Leto. Still don't like him. I'll turn the radio off every time I hear him.
So your problem was that he was wearing a Marine Corps jacket as a fashion accessory and he hadn't served.
Absolutely. You know, back in the day, I was young and
you were all hopped up, it sounds like.
I can see that, though. I can see the anger for that. I can see that.
The security that was running the concert was all Marines, so I didn't really get in trouble.
Okay. All right. Dear Kevin and Bean, I was in line at the movies to buy tickets. I saw a sign for Jingle All the Way. Okay, this one's going back a few years, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad, saying free popcorn with a ticket to this movie. I started loudly ragging hard on the movie and Sinbad, saying I feel so bad for Arnold for doing such a crappy movie with such crappy actors that they have to give away free popcorn just for people to see it. Well, you can imagine where this story is headed. Sinbad turned out to be in line 2 people behind him, hearing every word, giving him the stink eye. Of course, he ended up in the same theater as me, so I had to endure the embarrassment for over 2 hours as he sat a couple of rows behind me the whole movie. Look, Sinbad knew what he was doing.
Right.
The Jingle All the Way. That's not on you, sir.
I mean, that person did the right thing.
But we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. You said something about or to a celebrity, not knowing it was the celebrity. Let's get back to your calls. Let's start with, let's go to Wendy, please. Line 3. Wendy is calling us from N. Oh, Denver. She's calling us from Denver. Holy moly. Streaming the show. Hey, Wendy, what's going on?
Hey, party people.
Hi there.
Hi, Allie.
Hi.
So you're...
back in 2000.
Go ahead.
Back in 2000, I was at a freestyle motorcycle event, and I was sitting there with a friend of mine. Her husband was one of the mechanics for one of the motorcycle riders down in the pit, so we had some pretty good seats. And I noticed like a crowd of kids coming up to the guy sitting in front of us in the bleachers, and I was like, what's going on? And she's like, don't you know who that is? That's Travis Pastrana. So I was like, who? She's telling me who he is, and I think he's like 15-16 at the time. And so I was joking around, and I was being a smartass and said, oh, we're sitting behind Madonna, and I didn't even know it. And he heard me and turned around and looked me right in the eye and then kind of smirked and went back to signing autographs. But I was so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Nicest guy in the world, too, and one of the biggest stars in the history of his sport. He doesn't need to be mocked by a punk-ass kid, Wendy.
I know. Pretty
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try line 7, please. It's going to be Megan calling us from San Dimas. This is I'm surprised we haven't gotten more calls like this where it's just you know it's a famous person, but you're not sure which one it is. What happened, Megan?
So a few years ago, I was at the Hollywood Bowl seeing Incubus, and I left my seat to go get a beer. So I'm in line, and I'm, like, annihilated at this point. And I'm super drunk, and I see this guy in front of me, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's Adrian from No Doubt. And I'm telling everyone around me, that's Adrian. He dated Gwen Stefani. Don't you know?
Uh-oh.
And
I'm going, whoa, you just got those stories mixed. You what?
And I'm sorry?
So you got the stories mixed.
Yeah, so I'm going and then saying, like, that's Adrian. I'm telling everybody that will listen to me. And I'm slurring my words. And he's, like, rolling his eyes. He's giving me dirty looks. I'm like, ah, look at him. He thinks he's so cool. He's rolling his eyes and giving me dirty looks. And he finally looks at me dead in the eye, and he goes, my name is Tony from No Doubt. I'm not Adrian. Stop saying that.
Oh. Again, probably one of the nicest humans in the world.
One of the most genuinely nice people in the world. Oh,
and
Megan.
I asked him to take a photo with me, and he's like, yeah, of course I'll take a photo
with you. Right? You're crazy to ask him, but I'm glad that he did.
I was drunk.
Tony's too good for this world, Megan. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. All right, let's try another Wendy. This one's line 2, please, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Wendy.
Hi. So
I work at Starbucks. I was super pregnant. I had a really long day. And this guy asked me for the passcode for the bathroom. And, he's kind of like, hey, like, kind of like in a cool manner. And I was like, being really snooty about it. And I'm like, oh, the passcode is this. And he's like, can you repeat that again? I'm like, oh, the passcode is this. And as I'm leaving, I find out it's Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
And I've been wanting, it was Adam Sandler. And I've been meaning to meet him forever. And I was like, I'm so
wait, so you just gave him the passcode without even looking up to see who it was?
No, not even.
Ah, I got you. Because you were pregnant and tired.
Pregnant brain.
Yeah.
It happens.
Especially if you're carrying a huge baby.
Yeah.
And I even had like the decency to afterwards be like, can I take a picture with you?
You did or
oh
didn't?
Oh, my gosh.
I did.
You did. Wow.
No shame. Our listeners have no shame.
I respect it.
I respect it as well. Thank you.
I'm a little bit nervous we're going to screw this up. Tessa is so much smarter than we are, you guys.
Oh, well, that's true of all of our guests,
she's
isn't it?
She's a physicist, you guys.
I know. She's a physicist. That's right. In Annihilation, new movie opening everywhere today. But everything has been coming up Tessa Thompson's way in recent years. Everything from Westworld to Creed to Thor Ragnarok. And as we mentioned, Annihilation opening up this weekend. We're very excited to welcome Ms. Tessa Thompson to the Kevin and Bean Show for the first time. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks. Good morning.
Welcome, welcome.
We thanks appreciate you coming me on. You're a physicist in Annihilation. You should be smart enough to not go into that swamp. That's what I'm telling you right off the bat, Tessa.
Yeah, I know. Considering that no team has come back from the Shimmer and from Area X, I know it's not maybe the wisest decision to go in there. But, you know, I think that's the thing about scientists. They're ever curious. You have to know what's inside.
You also don't have a great movie without people that are dumb enough to go back into where they shouldn't go back in. And I'm so excited to see this. I can't wait.
And let's be honest, the ones that haven't come back, all dudes.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
It's true. It's true. And our film, I think, makes a really good argument for why women are just better suited for most things.
Well, I wanna, by the way, that's a
Tessa Thompson, everybody. Thanks for calling in. We'll talk to you later.
That's 100%
Thompson 2020, right? let's back up for folks who maybe haven't been aware of Annihilation, and I don't know how you could have missed it, but it is coming out this weekend. You have an amazing cast, Gina Rodriguez and Jennifer Jason Leigh and Natalie Portman and Oscar Isaac and so many more. But this is a story about kind of nature taking over. This isn't the dangers of technology. This is kind of the world pushing back at humanity a little bit, maybe?
Yeah, basically there's a part of America, maybe it's Florida, who knows, called Area X that
of
the government has, you know, everything suspect happens in Florida.
Correct.
Sorry, Florida, I love you. I love you. And they've sent teams in, they've sent drones, they've sent animal teams in to try to investigate this shimmer, this natural phenomenon that people are dying from, that's spreading by the meter every day. Nothing comes back except for Oscar Isaac's character, and he comes back not well. And so we go in, this team of mostly women scientists, five of us, to do this expedition to try to venture in and figure out what's going on.
And do you film this in a studio, or are you out in the wild?
We didn't. We were out in the wild. We were mostly in the English countryside, which is very different than Florida. But it looks beautiful. And, you know, Alex Garland, this brilliant filmmaker who made a film called Ex Machina, he wanted to do as much in camera. Yeah, he's so smart.
Yeah.
So it meant that all of the phenomenon that we're reacting to in the film, like these incredible lichen figures or animals that have been mutated or floral, scapes. I don't know if that's a... Is a floral scape a thing?
I mean,
it is now.
It is now, right?
So?
Mm-hmm. So all of those things were, you know, beautiful production design elements that we all got to react to.
Yeah, this Alex Garland, didn't he also write 28 Days Later, I want to say?
He did, and he also wrote that, I think at like 25, he wrote that bestseller, The Beach, that got turned into a Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
Yeah.
And inspired a whole generation of young people to travel to Thailand.
Wow.
How about that? He needs to calm down.
Right, take it easy.
Stop being so good.
Don't show off.
I know. Now, I'm always fascinated by stories like this, Tessa. And I read an interview that you did recently where you talked about, and you were already an actress at this time, but you went to see the Ex Machina movie, and you walked out of that theater, and you said what to your friends?
I said I'm going to be in an Alex Garland movie. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I mean, that's serendipity, though. Years later, your dream comes true. Is it like The Secret where you just put it out there and it kind of can't not happen?
I don't know.
maybe. I kind of think that that's a little bit true. I had the same experience. I got to see Ava DuVernay speak, and she had made a couple films, but certainly wasn't the celebrated filmmaker than she is now in the same way. Mm-hmm. And she said that she was working on this film Selma, and I remember saying to myself, I'm going to be in that movie. I have no business saying any
Tessa
of this stuff.
Tessa runs the world, you guys.
No. I think it's just like, naive determination. And also just, I really know when I find a filmmaker that I just have to work with.
So I might be on The Muppet Show?
Is that a dream?
Yes.
Listen, there are all sorts of dreams that have not come true for me. Like, I really want to be on Sesame Street, and they're not checking for me.
Oh, trust me.
They will.
They will. It's a matter of time. See, she just put it out there.
Right?
So
that's
now,
how it works.
Yeah. Gordon's going to call. He's still on the show?
I don't know.
Did you know any of these women that you co-starred with in the film, Tessa, before you made this one?
No, I'd never met any of them, and we were all really, we became fast friends. We all piled in. Natalie stayed in the countryside because it was closer to work for her because she worked every day, and she had this kind of mom van, this soccer mom van, and we piled into it and went to see Radiohead, which was super cool.
That's not as glamorous as you would think, but it sounds very cool.
It was so cool. We were backstage, and I'm like such a Radiohead fan, and I was too embarrassed to go say hello to Tom York, but because I was standing next to Natalie Portman, he came over.
Look at that.
Uh-huh. That's fantastic.
And now Tessa's on Radiohead.
I suddenly replaced Tom York.
Yes.
we are such huge fans of Natalie Portman, and especially the rapping that she does when she's on Saturday Night Live.
Isn't she so good?
It's so funny when she does that. And I was wondering, does she ever do any kind of rapping like off SNL? Is that a thing you ever saw or heard her do in the months you guys were working together?
No, but now I regret not having asked her to do that, right?
You should have. Yeah, absolutely should have.
Gina Rodriguez can also rap, so we did briefly talk about starting like a
new Spice Girls.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe not exactly.
We're on the phone with actress Tessa Thompson. Again, the film is called Annihilation. It looks creepy and scary and beautiful and wonderful. Here's a clip from the film.
We have to go back. We have to go back now.
She's right. I really don't know how much more right she has to be.
Okay. And I agree with you. We should go back.
Good. Okay, great. There we go. Okay, so the three of us can just
pack up. Hold on a minute. Hold on. We should go back, yes, but it took us, 6 days to get here? And the coast is 2 days away.
You're saying that we get out by going deeper in?
Yeah, if you like, yeah.
Like?
Yes.
No, yes. I don't no. like.
No, she doesn't.
Don't go deeper in. Don't go deeper in. We'll see this weekend. Creed 2 you're working on right now. And true or false, Avengers Infinity War for you, Tessa?
I don't know.
Oh, so true or false is the answer. Okay.
It's either true or false.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Well, then I can say that Tessa Thompson confirmed that for us on the show today. It's either true or false. Well, it's been delightful having you on. Thank you so much for coming on. We're very excited about Annihilation. I hope we get a chance to talk to you again later.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Anytime, guys.
Thanks, Tessa.
Bye-bye.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
I think I love Tessa Thompson now, by the way.
Yeah, she's the best.
She's adorable. So talented, so pretty, and that voice. Did you guys notice what a great voice she has?
I mean, yeah, I noticed, and then after we got off the air when you went, that voice. I didn't say it like that.
It was a lie.
It wasn't like that.
I was thinking, what a genuine human. She's a Sam O'Hai kid, like local. Love her. And then we got... You guys get a boner from that voice
say it like that.
All right, new topic, you guys. What day of the week is it right now?
Friday.
And what does that mean for 9 a.m. on the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday?
What's happening?
What? No, not what's happening. Keep it 100. It's time for Keep it 100. It means we open up the phones at 1-800-520-1067 for you to text us. You text 1-800-520-1067. What song do you want to hear? Anything in the history of K-Rock that we've ever played that you love and want to hear again to start off your weekend, we will play it for you if we still have it. You've made some outstanding choices in the past.
Super rad, a super rad. Rock the body, shoot the boat. It's a holiday in Cambodia.
All right, so now it's on you. 1-800-520-1067. What do you want us to play after the top of the hour? Text us right now. And yes, it is time for What's Happening. Here's Allie.
You know when you say something and then your friends are like, dude, what are you doing? And you don't really pay much attention. But maybe when your six daughters sit you down and say, hey, Pops, what's going on?
What's happening with you?
That's what happened to Quincy Jones. If you'll recall, he did the interviews, what, 2 weeks ago, basically, with GQ and Vulture.
They
and
were so entertaining.
The best. The best ever. He dropped knowledge like the Beatles sucked. I dated Ivanka Trump. Marlon Brando was boning Richard Pryor and maybe a mailbox. A lot of stuff was said in these interviews.
Pretty entertaining interviews.
That now his daughters are like, Dad, not so much with the yapping.
Less of that.
Less of that. He has now apologized. And he said he had a little family intervention with his daughters. And he has learned his lesson.
Hmm.
He is quoted as saying, when you've been fortunate enough to have lived such a long and crazy life and you've recently stopped drinking 3 years ago, certain details about specific events, which do not paint the full picture of my intentions nor experiences, come flooding back all at once, even at 85. It's apparent that word vomit and bad mouthing is inexcusable. And I say, sir, word vomit all you want.
Right.
You're 85.
Agreed.
Now is when you word vomit.
Although I don't think he's going to listen to us over his daughters.
Well, he shouldn't, but...
You think it's more likely that his memory has failed and he is not recollecting those periods of history accurately? Or
no.
More likely that he gives no F's and he's just telling it like it is?
I think gives no F's because Richard Pryor's...
His wife.
Wife came out and sort of said, yeah, that was happening.
Yeah.
So... Sounds to me like he was accurate.
I'm sure maybe some people got rubbed the wrong way. Maybe people reached out to him and were like, hey, less that, not rub that way.
Nope.
Oh, but maybe less of that about me if it ever comes up. So maybe that played a part.
That
but
could be, yeah.
That man is sharp as a tack.
Yeah.
He's there.
And what a voice.
Did you guys get a boner when... You heard
none of that
talking.
Was said, by the way. I just said she had a lovely voice. And she did. Not even in a sexy way, just in a soothing, mellifluous. Mellifluous? Is that the word, Wade?
I don't know. You said lick.
Mellifluous? Did you use
no,
that
word? No, mellifluous, I said.
Oh, I don't know.
It's mellifluous, I believe.
None of us can pull that word off.
Okay.
I don't like it at all. Remember the whole situation with McDonald's and Szechuan sauce and people throwing down?
Sure.
Just to catch you all up, it had to do with Szechuan sauce, which was originally a promotional dip during the movie Mulan in the late 90s. Then Rick and Morty had an episode where Rick said, I'm not driven by avenging my dead family, Morty. That was fate. I'm driven by finding that McNugget sauce. And McDonald's was like, holy crap, Szechuan sauce, let's release it. So they had a re-release of the Szechuan sauce back in October. Not that kind of release. They, huge miscalculation of how many Rick and Morty fans there are. People showed up in droves to get Szechuan sauce.
What, did they release like one packet of it?
It seemed like it. There was not enough to go around. There were brawls. Then it went up on eBay for ridiculous amounts of money. Well, McDonald's has said, listen, we screwed up. Let's make it up to you.
Okay.
So 20 million packets of the coveted Szechuan sauce for Rick and Morty fans will be available on Monday. So head on out there. We'll see how it goes. But good Lord, people, calm down.
Right.
Will people want it?
That's
now
my
that they
question.
Can get
Wouldn't
it?
That be funny?
No one shows up. And McDonald's is like, we got so much sauce.
Hey, we still got Szechuan sauce up here if anybody wants it.
it's such an insane story all around.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And apparently McDonald's now has a podcast that they did called The Sauce, where they explained what went wrong. Like, who is listening to a McDonald's podcast called The Sauce?
Look, here's where it went south on the Szechuan sauce.
It's just insane.
Guys, if that is true, I will listen to that this weekend and bring you in some highlights on Monday because I can't believe that's real.
I read it on AV Club and I believe everything they say.
What
if they're lying? That would be amazing.
I don't know what's going on at McDonald's, but I did see that they have a live DJ at some of their locations in New York City now when you go into McDonald's.
All right. Like so, Friday, Saturday nights type thing?
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. I guess they're...
I'm guessing it's not Monday mornings.
More power to them. They're trying new stuff.
Sure.
They've got a podcast about sauce. I'm in.
You guys, listen.
You know, he says he's so busy.
He will find time. Yes. By the way, I'm back on AV Club's website. Yeah, there are... There are three episodes of The Sauce.
Boom!
Up now. Oh, my God.
Now, how does
God.
Bean know which one to recap?
He needs to listen to all three.
That's what I thought.
How can there be three episodes? How can they not have said everything they wanted to say in one?
It's just insane. I love this
all
story
I know
so
is you
much.
Promised.
Hey, I'll do it.
All right.
Excellent.
I'm
in. Excellent. Some birthdays for you. We've got Dakota Fanning, Emily Blunt, Josh Gad, Skylar Grey, Damon John, and Niecy Nash. Happy birthday, and that's what's up.
Always a fun time on a Friday.
It really is. All right, so here we go. Every Friday about this time, we open up the texts. Not that we have to open them up, because they're always up, but 1-800-520-1... 1-800... Look, I'm running out of steam, dude. It's Friday, okay?
We got
40 minutes left.
Look, we opened up the texts.
So we invite you to request any song you want that K-Rock has ever played that you love. And we, man, I'm telling you, our listeners, they come up with such great suggestions just outside Texture 100 this time around with Dan from West Hills, who wanted Gold Lion by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, which is a great band and a great song.
Agreed.
And just on the other side of the winner this hour is Higher Ground by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I don't ordinarily rush to put Chili Peppers on, but I will tell you that's one of the all-time best ever cover versions
Agreed.
Of Stevie Wonder's Higher Ground. But neither of them are Texture 100. That honor goes to our man Billy, who we have on the line from Huntington Beach, I believe, right now. Hey, Billy.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
What's going on with you, my friend? What's your weekend looking like?
Not sure. Just probably stay home.
All beers. Right. Did you say stay at home and beers?
Yeah, okay. Stay home and beers.
Okay. You are living your best life, Billy. Now, have you ever tried to get a Keep It 100 song on the Kevin and Bean Show before?
Yeah, almost every week since week one.
Really?
I probably missed a couple.
No kidding.
And is it the same song or no?
No, all different ones.
All different.
I've been one of the 99s and 101s.
Oh, you
shouted out a couple times.
Really? How about that? All right. Well, perseverance pays off. So you finally made it to the air. You finally get to choose a song. Don't blow it. What do you want?
I want Evelyn Collins, Girl Like You. Old school banger.
Old school banger indeed.
Well, yeah.
Thank you for the request. We appreciate it.
Keep It 100.
Old school banger right there.
That's
am
what
I
Billy
right?
says, man.
Billy said.
That's what Billy called it.
I like it, you guys.
That sounded
like
great. It.
All right, here's your fun fact about Edwin Collins, A Girl Like You. Came out in 1994. The instrument, the vibraphone that you hear on that recording, the vibraphone is being played by Paul Cook, the drummer for the Sex Pistols.
Yay!
Oh. I didn't see that one coming.
I mean, that was a fun fact.
That was kind of a fun fact.
I was going to mock your fun fact, but that sort of worked.
A Girl Like You, that's today's Keep It 100. Thank you, Billy from Huntington Beach. We'll do it again next Friday here on K-Rock.
All right. Do we have it in us? I think we do.
I think so. I'm feeling strong. I'm feeling powerful.
Are you?
I'm feeling energized.
Are you?
Look, I'm like one of those cross-country skiers who is completely gassed, but once he's in view of the finish line, he manages to find that extra something inside him to get him over it.
That's what you're like?
That's me.
Like at the Boston Marathon when you're going up Heartbreak Hill, and you're like, this is it. And then you see those BC students hammered because they get the day off for the Boston Marathon, and you're like, I got to run past these whack jobs quick to end the marathon.
I feel like Bean's example was better.
Okay. All right.
And yours was longer.
It's still going on.
It's 9:37, time for our final What's Happening for the Week. Allie, take it away.
Well, some changes for the upcoming Batgirl movie. After Joss Whedon has left as writer and director of the film, saying, quote, it was such an exciting project. It took me months to realize I really didn't have a story.
Oh.
So Warner Brothers looking to keep developing the movie, but no director and no casting.
I appreciate his honesty because most filmmakers just go ahead and make the movie anyway.
Well, you can appreciate the honesty, but I say to Warner Brothers, you got him as the writer and director with nothing. That's who you gave the shot to? Like, really? You didn't maybe ask around, like, hey, you got some ideas? That sounds great. You gave the man the job.
Wouldn't you give it to J.J. Abrams?
Yes, but I'm talking about Joss Whedon.
Oh, Joss Whedon, I'm sorry. Wouldn't you give it to him as well? I think I would.
I mean, dude's got a track record, but as Allie points out, if he has nothing, I bet there are a lot of young people out there who wouldn't ordinarily get that shot that could knock it out of the park.
Maybe a lady.
Well, let's not get crazy. Let's not get insane.
Yeah, I know it's not. Chris Tucker says he will be back with Jackie Chan, for a fourth Rush Hour movie. I've had so much caffeine,
yes, you have.
You guys. I am sorry. A fourth Rush Hour movie. He was on the ESPN podcast, The Plug, which I listen to a very different podcast called The Plug, where he said, that was the worst. Okay.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
He said, it's happening. This is going to be the rush of all rushes. Jackie is ready, and we want to do this so that people don't ever forget. And I'm in. I am absolutely in for that. And I don't know if you've heard about this. Dave Navarro is putting together a special all-star charity concert. It's going to benefit the Recording Academy's Music Cares Foundation, which helps out musicians. It's going to be Billy Morrison of The Cult and Billy Idol's band, Courtney Love, Corey Taylor of Slipknot, Jesse Hughes of Queens of the Stone Age, and others. It's going to happen at the Belasco Theater in Los Angeles on April 16th. But they're going to perform two classic albums, 1967's The Velvet Underground and Nico, along with 1980's Adam and the Ants, Kings of the Wild Frontier. Are you kidding? Yes! I am in for that. Hey, Kat Corbett.
Yeah.
I'm really happy.
You have had a lot of coffee.
Kat doesn't want to be a part of this.
I'm kind of like, what is going on
right
now?
What is going on? You are here because on Fridays we like... like for you to come in and tell us about things happening that we might not know about because you have your finger on the pulse that is Los Angeles.
Do you guys like arm wrestling?
Yes.
Love it. Live for it.
I mean, have we all seen Over the Top with Stallone?
Where he arm wrestles for...
the love of his son?
No, wasn't it for custody of his son?
Yeah. Well,
that's insanity.
Yeah. And he was a desperate trucker to win the love of his son.
It was the best, yeah.
And when he turned his hat around, you knew he was going to kick ass.
And by the best, I mean the worst so bad
exactly.
It came around to the best, yes.
Well... I can't promise you that magic. But tomorrow night at the Bootleg, it's Los Angeles Lady Arm Wrestling. Super Claw, it's called. So what's happening is it's going to be this combination of, like, you know, WWF, roller derby, burlesque, and lady arm wrestling. So
Super Claw.
Okay. You know, I mean, like,
how bad is that going
to
be?
Why do you always have to bring my mother into it? Why do you do it?
Just to traumatize you.
Not enough therapy in the world to get over that. So, yeah. So Bootleg tomorrow night, if you want to see the girls getting down and trying to, you know, whip each other's arms. So let's talk about, this is something really special if you are a Friday the 13th fan of the series. For the very first time, the camp where the original was shot is opening itself up to a lottery where you can actually stay the night over at the camp. They've never allowed this before.
At Camp Crystal Lake?
That's yes, which is
no, awesome. Yes.
It's in a little town called Hardwick, New Jersey. Chris Hardwick, New Jersey. And it's officially called Camp Nobi Bosco. And it's a Boy Scouts camp.
Okay.
But every Friday the 13th, they let people kind of tour the campgrounds,
love
right?
It.
This time, they are having a lottery where people get to stay overnight.
Love it.
And I'm
sounds
like...
great!
Kat, your mom loves it. What if she meets you there?
Oh, my God.
What's in the water out there?
That's Creepshow, not Friday the 13th. All right, Adrienne King is going to be there. She was the very first scream queen from the Friday the 13th movies. She's like the gal. You know, like, what about the boy? Do you guys remember that?
Oh, man.
The first, do you guys remember that Kevin Bacon was in the first?
Yes.
Yes, he was. So anyway.
You better not fall asleep.
These are great points that your mother's making. What's in the water, obviously, in the lake. Don't fall asleep because you'll get murdered.
Is the worst summer ever.
I never went to camp.
You didn't?
No.
Ever? I went to I went to a Jewish girls' camp, and I'm Catholic. But I wouldn't stop talking about this camp in Maine, Camp Mattapani, and all I wanted to do was go to it. My parents were like, we live on the lake. What are you going to do there? And that's when I realized I was a Jewish girl at heart.
Did you learn about sex at camp? Because that's what I imagine. I see all those movies about learning about sex at camp.
No, I learned about sex by reading the Bible.
Oh. Right. Well, that's all
that
I have.
That sounds great.
That does sound great.
That's all I have. I'm out.
It's terrible here.
Right?
We agree.
B, I'm going to kill you.
It's the best.
Thank you, ladies. Are we done?
Are we done?
That's what's happening.
All right. Thank you, Allie. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with Stryker's commercial free-for-all during your drive home today on the world-famous K-Rock. Monday morning at 7:20. We've got all the details for Kevin Abeen's April Foolishness.
Yeah.
All the details, 7:20 Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
These nuts, bitch.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Excuse me, white devils.
Roll another one.
All right. Looks like I'm in.
Just like the other one.
Screw all the haters and what they say.
This one seems to be about to quit.
The suspense is killing me.
And I need another.
We have to start doing things that just make us look like we got our act together here because we're all looking just really, really, really sloppy.
Why do you... This is exasperating.
Roll
another one.
I went home yesterday and just drank.
Just like the other one.
God damn it, Allie.
It sounded like Kim. You're what's wrong with everything. Funny that you say that, Allie, because that was not the case.
Okay, you're getting off topic.
Just pass it around.
That's random.
Don't be dicks.
Just pass it on down. Pass it on down.
that, we'll call this one done. Hope you've enjoyed this painting. It's very easy and bring a lot of good things to your heart. From all of us here, happy painting, and God bless, my friend.
God bless America. God bless you. God bless me. God bless everybody here. You the man, and you know.
Well, so there you have it. Blah. So there you have it, K-Rock audience. And I don't think I screwed it up.
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!